It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I have a train for you. I have a model train for you. Yep. Going to put a little train together. Some of it already is. This much. Uh-oh. The round part of the tracks is almost together. There. Let's take it all to the kitchen, okay? And make the train work. What was that? Picture, picture, wouldn't you know it? Train. That's right. There's the locomotive, the engine, and some other cars. But first, let's get the track all together. How many pieces of track do I have? One, two, three, four. Put that one there. What's that look like to you? A C? Letter C? Here's another one. CC. CC. Okay. Almost ready with our track here. Okay, locomotive. Locomotive goes slowly. And if I turn it on, it'll go fast. Whoa. Okay, come on over here, now we'll stop. There. Now let's put the coal car on. This is the coal car. And then this is the flat car. I guess it's called that because it's flat. And the last one is called the caboose. Make the train go slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Now I'll turn it on and make it go fast. Stop. Would you like to pretend that you were making movements for a train? Like to pretend you were a train? I'll play some train music for you in here, and you could do that. Could do some slow train music, like this. Go very slowly at first. When I make the music go faster, you go faster, okay? That was there's somebody at the door. Let's see. Why, it's Mime Walker. Hi, Joel, come in.
Hi, Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Well, we were just making some train music. Maybe you'd give us some ideas about motions for trains, would you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do some training.
You're going to play.
Uh-huh. All right?
All right, yeah. Let's see.
A model train in the kitchen. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would.
There it is.
That's a nice one. You put it all together yourself.
Yep. It's a little plastic one. You're welcome to make it go, sir.
Yeah.
You see, this needs to be like this.
It's all set?
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, if you want it to go around, then you turn that one. Off the tracks it goes.
Let's try again.
Needs to be put back together. You have
like
the coal
this.
Car.
Uh-huh. And?
Flat car. The caboose didn't want to go.
Let's go over here.
Right.
That's a good one.
What if you were waiting at a train station? And a train went by that you wanted to get on. It didn't even stop for you. You know, this one was going so fast, it just didn't seem to even stop for anybody. How would you do if you were going to make a mime like that?
Well, I would use my face and also my body.
Mm-hmm.
That I would. And maybe even
be sad, disappointed.
Yeah.
And then what if you were there being disappointed and all of a sudden another train came around and stopped for you, just the one you wanted?
Well, I'd be glad then. Be happy.
Happy. And then you got on the train. And when you got on the train, you started to go on the train and became very sleepy.
Hmm.
How would that look? Hmm. And while you were sleeping, you had a dream that made you very angry. Would you like to pretend that this is a real train and you were riding on it?
Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pretend that I'm Mime Walker?
Good idea.
And then I can get on the train and I can take a trip on the train to the neighborhood of make-believe. Is that all right?
Great. Would you like to do that? Pretend with us that Mime Walker gets on a train and goes to the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, let's pretend that together. Shall we make this locomotive go by itself?
Six, you are. Six, six, six. There. Lovely number. Ooh, I feel someone knocking. Why, hi, Mime Walker. I haven't seen you for a long time. I'm glad to see you. I was just working on my numbers here. This one's a six. Oh no, I'm not painting them. I'm just dusting them. This is a paintbrush. You see, it's dry. You can feel it. See? No paint on it. Just dry. That feels so good. Would you do it again, please? Oh, thank you. I just put my brush down. It feels lovely. Oh, my, I'm glad to see you. Oh, everything seems fine. The only new thing I know in this neighborhood is the royal secret. Oh, well, I don't know what the secret is. It's just that I think it's something good.
Hello, everybody. Oh, hi, Mime Walker. How in the world are you? Oh, you look great. Yeah. How are you, Daniel?
Oh, I'm just fine. I was dusting my numbers and talking with Mime Walker.
Well, what's new with you, Mime Walker? You've come from that part of the forest? What did you do? You saw a monkey? No.
What was it that you did?
Did you have a fight?
No.
Do you know what he did?
Train. Oh, that's great. Did you have a good ride? Did you? Say, do you know about King Friday's secret? You do? Well, what is it?
Oh, he doesn't know for sure. I told him there's a secret, but we don't know what it is, do we?
No, what Lady Elaine says that she knows.
Well, how does she know?
She just says that she's sure that she knows what the secret is.
Oh, I wonder how she knows.
What? Oh, you're going to go ask her. Okay, well, we'll see you later then, Mom Walker. Okay. Boy, I really don't think that Lady Elaine knows for sure.
Oh, I don't either.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, pie, pie, pie. Oh, pie, pie, pie. Pie, pie.
Oh, are you part of the secret, too? I bet you are. You'll probably feed them all. Don't kid me. I know what they're going to do over there at the castle. I know. You want me to tell you? First, the queen visited Westwood. Then on Tuesday, a live horse came here to visit. And now all this talk about secrets, secrets. I know what they're going to do. They're going to build a zoo. A zoo. That's right. I have it all figured out, Mime Walker. They'll build a zoo and bring all sorts of wild animals. And the wild animals will scare everyone and eat all of the food at our restaurant here. You just wait and see. Well, why don't you ask them if you don't believe me? Just ask them over there at the castle. There's one way to find out about something, and that's to ask. Right. Be sure to make an appointment.
Mime Walker, I presume? You wished an audience with me? Yes, all the people in the neighborhood are talking about something secret. Uh-huh. You want to know the secret? Very well, come close to me, Mime Walker, and I shall tell you. And that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you. I knew you'd be pleased. You know the secret. Because you ask me. But you must not tell anyone. That's what secrets are, not to tell. You won't. Very good. And you're welcome, Mime Walker, I'm sure. You may leave.
I
I'm going to have to put all the food in a safe place with those wild animals coming. Come on, Pie. Here we go.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I don't think there'll be any wild animals.
Get that other pie.
Oh, you know Queen Sarah doesn't like wild things at all. Oh, Lady Elaine.
We just have to get prepared. You just wait and see, X. Oh, look who's here. Well, did you find out the secret? Is it going to be a zoo? See? I knew it.
Oh, he's just not allowed to tell, Lady Elaine.
Not allowed to tell about the zoo, are you?
Come on, tell us what it is. Is it really the zoo? Come on, Mom Walker.
Oh, baby animals. I knew it. Baby animals, see?
Aw, is that what it is?
They'll probably bring them on a train, a long train with all these animals, and they'll come and they'll eat up all my pies and...
Aw, is that what it is?
Come along, you help me in here, X. I've got a lot of work to do before that zoo happens here.
Aw, Lady Elaine, is it really? Is it... It isn't? Aw, Lady Elaine, come along. That you were doing as Mime Walker when you went along with the trolley?
Well, you know, on trolleys, sometimes they're very crowded and you can't get a seat. Hmm. Well, I was hanging onto one of those straps that they have there that people hang on to so they won't fall down when the trolley starts and stops.
That's fun to imitate.
Yeah. I think it's nice that the children can imitate the things that they see us do, But you know, I've always found that the children themselves have such wonderful ideas that they don't really need to imitate anybody. As a matter of fact, I have to go right now to watch a children's class, and I'm going over there because I want to see what their ideas are, and I'm going to get some of my best ideas from them.
Learning from children.
Yeah, I gotta go.
For you, Mom Walker. Thank you for coming by.
Well, it's been nice. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I know what that means, don't you? He's probably going to take a trolley to that class of his. Mime Walker is right. You have the best ideas. I always like to see the things that you think up to do. And I'm sure you could make this train go a lot better than we could, too. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with
something different for every single day. You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. We like to see the things that you make up to do. Come along, cars. Time for me to take you back. Lady Elaine still thinks it's going to be a zoo in the neighborhood of make-believe. Well, that's her idea of secrets. We'll find out more about those secrets tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope your day is happy. Till then, I hope you're feeling snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Come on, train. I'll bring the track later. You make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. See you tomorrow.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
Mm-hmm.